Hey, true believers, we're back. It's Dr. David Hickney. I'm here with Elizabeth Marin. She's also a doctor.
Dr. Elizabeth
Thank you.
Marin.
Yes, I know.
You got really excited, though, to actually announce yourself as Dr. David. How does it feel?
I mean,
we never really talked about how that makes you feel.
It feels cool, I guess. I mean, it's cool because my doctorate's from MIT, which is
I still don't know how they have a cryptozoology program at MIT.
Why wouldn't they have a cryptozoology degree at MIT?
Because those two things have nothing to do with one another.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand a lot of things. And yet you have a doctorate, which I guess is not, you know, education is not always proof of intelligence.
Maybe you should read my dissertation and stop putting me down, sister.
I did read your dissertation.
It's fantastic.
I proofread your dissertation.
It's fantastic.
Dissertation.
Dissertation.
The whiskey started early today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about Midwest cryptid families and who makes the dinner. It's fantastic. I'm thinking about making it into a book. Like publishing it.
You know what? I think you should do that. I absolutely think you should do that, yes.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
How about that? How about that? What are you doing? What was that?
I'm just trying to have a little bit of fun with this show because it's absolutely ridiculous and I can't believe I'm on it for a third season.
You should have fun doing this show.
Well, I started doing this show because I wanted to make sure that you actually came out of your cave once in a while.
Right.
And then...
It was a trailer.
Yeah, I was using cave metaphorically.
Oh, okay. Metaphoric cave. Like Plato.
Sure.
The allegory of the cave.
Right.
I'm a learned person, Elizabeth.
I know you are a learned person, David. And now it's just ridiculous, and I'm divorced and not working on a book currently, so I have nothing else to do.
That's my B, is don't call the show ridiculous. This is important. We're discovering truths here.
We're not discovering truths. We are discovering how many mentally unstable people there are in this country, especially in Illinois, apparently.
Here's the thing. Every episode, we determine if something is real or not. That is establishing truths. That matters.
And almost never have I heard anything even remotely credible come out of anyone's mouth.
Just 2 weeks ago, we had Powder on, who was an alien.
That wasn't even the plot of the movie.
I still haven't seen the movie.
Well, I'll get you the DVD. Maybe we can Redbox it.
You know I don't trust, like, vending machine-style things.
I know, because of that one time when you were five and you... tried to reach in and get the cheesy chips and you got your hand stuck.
Yeah,
that
was
tried
not,
to eat me. That was not an animate machine. That was chubby hands because too many cheesy chips.
There's no such thing as too many cheesy chips.
There is such a thing as too many cheesy chips.
False.
Your urine was yellow. Like, not...
That's pretty normal for urine.
Actually, that means you're dehydrated.
Well, it wasn't like
but it was
real
like
yellow.
Goldfish cracker yellow. Like, that's not
Wait,
normal.
They make goldfish into crackers?
Yeah. You didn't know that, David?
I think we should move on and talk about the actual topic of today's episode.
This is the most... Okay. This is the first time we're talking about a place and not a thing.
Well, we had that live episode we did about the other world where there was the horse that died in a swamp.
Oh, right. I was on a whole lot of Vicodin that day.
Yeah, I could kind of tell.
Well, it's one of the first times you went out in public, so...
It was in Chicago. Why are we always in Chicago? Anyway, we're going to move on because I'm keep going on tangents. We have a guest with us today. Your name is...
Yant Arlok.
Yant?
Are you all right, Yant? Do you need some water?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
You're here to talk to us about Murder Storm Island.
Yeah, Murder Storm Island. Yeah, great place. So I'm an OSHA investigator, and oh my god, so I don't know if you know anything about Murder Storm Island, but if you live there, there is OSHA violations up the wazoo, nonstop. It's like.
Now, okay, so
what?
There are people that live on Murder Storm Island. Is this a place that you were born into, or did you
I parachuted in there. I was on the bus, and all of a sudden they said, hey, Murder Storm Island. Boom! Threw me off the back of the bus. Bam! I went on Murder Storm Island.
What, so, you parachuted from a bus.
Yeah.
What?
Blows How my does mind that work? Every time I think about it.
So, I'm already convinced this is complete bullshit because buses don't fly.
He's very upset. I feel like this adds legitimacy to his point.
Listen to me, whatever your name is.
Dr. Elizabeth
Dr. Marin. Elizabeth Marin. You don't do that to a person when they're burying their soul. They're letting you know where they're coming from. And you're just ripping me apart. Do you know what it's like?
You're ripping him apart.
Do you know what it's like to be an ocean specter on an Everstorm Island? You have any idea what I have to go through? Every week I go and inspect. I tell them the violations. And right away, the buildings explode. Shit happens.
Yant, are you on any type of medication? And have you taken it lately?
No. Hey. Tell me where the pharmacy is on Everstorm Island. Just tell me where the pharmacy is, okay?
You've been to the island. We haven't, I think.
Is there a pharmacy on Everstorm
Island? Yeah, that's
a good question. No, that's the point, doctor.
Why? Okay, why did you choose to live in such a place?
Because
it seems like it was a choice. I know not everyone can choose.
I had a choice.
You said they pushed you off the bus.
So, yeah, I'm riding. I bought a ticket. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna rebuild my life. I'm gonna go to Tuscola and I'm gonna get a life there, right?
Did he say Tuscola?
He did. Can't be the same one.
And you know, I applied for a job, and I got the job, and I was like so excited. I'm like, oh man, yeah, your life's looking up, man, dude. I get on the bus and I'm going along. All of a sudden, fucking lights start flashing. Shit happens. Whoosh! Whoa! Boom! I'm on Everstorm Island, right? I'm looking around. There's murder on Everstorm Island. People are shooting each other. One guy stand whack right in the side of that. His brain's blown out on the other side. I was like, No one cared. No one cared. Another guy ran up, hit him in the face with his gun, ran down the block, ran into a house, started building his house. Boom! His house blows up. He runs down the block. It's insane. I can't take it.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm trying to unpack it. First, I have to try to translate it from that very rapid screaming to regular English. So you got pushed off a bus, landed, some guy got his brains blown out, and then another guy ran up to the person that blew out that guy's brains, hit him in the face with his gun, ran into a building, built more building around it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he just like, you got in the building and all of a sudden like walls started going up and then all of a sudden,
walls going up.
Boosh! Boosh. Building blows up. I don't know where these fucking guys come up with their teddy bear heads that come running around.
Teddy bear heads?
Yeah, they got like, they look like deranged freaking teddy. They come flying at you, you're running around. And as I'm running.
You're running.
Yant, you can do it. You can do it. I'm running. And I get to the other side of the island. I'm like, oh, finally. Okay, I can write some violations. Everything's going to be cool. I start writing my violations. All of a sudden, a toxic cloud comes, starts making me, I can't breathe. People are flying. Their bullets go everywhere. Bazookas.
Bazookas.
Yeah. More guys start paratrooping in the island. It's insane.
I don't know where to start on this. Elizabeth, I mean, you have a little bit more of a background in people with like PTSD. I think that's kind of what we're witnessing here.
Well, I don't know. I was actually originally when you started talking, I'm more of a proponent of actual, you know, therapy,
right,
rather than medication. But I think maybe Yant, you might be able to. I was thinking maybe some Prozac or diazepam, but now I'm thinking maybe some clozapine, which is an antipsychotic.
I'm just trying
teddy
to
bear
out,
heads. I don't.
Are they like not, furries? Are they furries?
They're furry to me. I don't know what else. And doctor, give me, I'll take whatever you got. Norco, clozapine, whatever pan, peen, bowl of that. Well, I don't care. Tell me where the pharmacy is, you crazy. Tell me where the pharmacy is. I want some.
We've never been on the island. We don't know where the pharmacy is.
I mean, he can go to the pharmacy around the corner.
There's a pharmacy around the corner.
There is.
Okay.
Where do you think I get your medication?
I was hoping further away since it has my name on it and I don't want people to know, like, that I'm here. And if it's, like, around the corner, then, like, they could see it at the pharmacy, like, on the cameras at the pharmacy, see
but
my
I'm
name on it.
But I'm the one that picks it up for you all the time.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about the government looking through the cameras at the pharmacy.
So let me just say this to you too.
Okay.
You seem so very, very calm and your life is so good for you. But let's just say I'm walking down the street, all of a sudden I see you and I decide to kick you in your nuts. I kick you in your vagina.
What?
And then I dance. And then I dance. I dab, I do the mashed potatoes, I do whatever the freaking floss, whatever dance they do now, they're dancing around me, they kick me in my face, they spread out, they're dancing, it's the dancing, it's not that, I can't take the dancing no more.
People still do the mashed potato?
They mashed potato the shit out of themselves, they can do the twist too, they do all this stuff, you...
Have you tried medical marijuana? I think it could be quite beneficial.
That's a good question.
You crazy mother...
No.
Where do I get the medical marijuana?
Dispensary?
What is the pharmacy?
It's a dispensary, not a pharmacy. And there's actually one on Fleet Street. It's like 3 blocks from here.
Yeah, Elizabeth goes to that one all the time. I see it on the GPS.
Well, if you get on Murder Storm Island, as you're walking to the pharmacy, they shoot you in the head. They shoot you. They kick your nuts. They do stuff to you. And then they dance. The dancing.
Are there other people?
There's Macarena. All the dances they're doing. All.
They do the Watusi.
The Watusi their asses off. I'm telling you, it's great. It's carnage. I can't take it.
Nance, just take deep breaths. Just look at me. Breathe in. There you go. Out. In. Out. Are you okay now?
I feel better.
That's good.
So, true believers, normally we can ask questions and get lucid answers from our expert. Yant is obviously...
still dealing with some things.
Going through some stuff. So, we're gonna take a break and maybe make some chamomile for Yant. And hopefully he can take a breath, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
All right, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for listening to those words from our sponsors. We're still here with Yant, our lock. So, Yant, tell me, are you feeling a little bit better after the tea?
Yes, and I want to thank Dr. Elizabeth. I appreciate the brownie.
You're welcome.
Brownie.
I gave him a brownie, just a half of one.
Yeah. I just feel better.
Oh, good.
I'm glad. Better. Chocolate is good for the soul.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know what?
So
and
is
if
everything
I could
else.
Spare some of them cheesy things, I'd be into it.
Yeah, yeah, we can get you some cheesy things,
thank
too.
You, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you feel like you can continue on and talk about Murder Storm Island without having another breakdown?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good. We're going to take some callers because I think there are some people that have had experiences, too, that maybe they can share and we can work with.
Oh, good. Yeah, because
Anything
I can relate to, I'd be really happy to talk about it.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Yes, I'm Sergeant Sarah Jackhammer, and I'm former Special Forces, U.S. Army.
Okay.
I recently took a troop down to Murderstorm Island.
Okay.
And we kicked some ass.
You kicked some ass on Murderstorm Island.
Yeah.
So we have a military person, which I generally don't like government employees, but a military person talking about Murderstorm Island, Elizabeth, I mean, this is pretty good evidence.
Just excuse me, but this is a lady who's always kicking me in the nuts. I'm just saying.
Are you always kicking him in the nuts?
I kick everyone in the nuts. That's the whole point of Murderstorm Island.
Is kicking people in the nuts?
That's just a place that people just get kicked in the...
Well, sometimes it's metaphorical. I mean, it's the idea is to win. That's the whole point.
Yeah, win what?
What are we
fame
fighting for?
Fame and glory.
Fame and glory. I thought you were a sergeant. I thought it would be like victory for the
United States. No, I said former U.S. Army.
Were you honorably or dishonorably discharged, Sarah?
That is not important right now.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And my goal in taking my team down to Murderstorm Island was fame and glory. And we achieved that. This is a place. This is a wonderful place where you can go. You can get your... bring assault rifles? Well, actually, no, I guess that's true. You can't really bring them, but, you know, I like to, you know, stow away what I can. But you parachute in, and, you know, you just kill, maim, destroy, and take whatever you need. Because that wouldn't be... You have to prove that you are strong enough to handle Murderstorm Island. And if you just boat it in, I mean...
But okay, I mean,
you got a parachute.
Sailing's
parachute
not particularly easy, but
you bring your wits, you bring your guts.
Okay,
and you
and
just
your nut kicking boots,
and your
right?
nut kicking boots.
Yeah,
I like leather.
I like leather too.
Makes sense. Actually.
You know, but the idea is you build, you destroy, you kill, and you dance. I mean, I don't think there's a better place in the world than Murderstorm Island.
Sounds like a video game.
What?
Listen, I assure you it is not. It's very real.
You're living there. It's not a video game. It's not.
The best part is taking out these crying wusses, these pussies like this guest you've got. There's nothing better than just kicking them in the nuts and hitting them with the butt of your rifle.
Miss Jackhammer, I'm going to ask you not to antagonize our guest.
Wait, are you a pussy?
I mean, first of all, calling somebody a pussy is a compliment. You know what you can put pussies through?
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Yeah, you could.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sure. Listen, we were at home. I'd write you an OSHA violation and fix your little rage, violent bitchiness.
Yaunt. Here, have the other half of the brownie.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you might need some more.
What a loser.
Sip the chamomile.
Hey, come on.
Hey, listen, it is kill or be killed on Murderstorm Island.
Well, I mean, it is called Murderstorm Island, so maybe if you're not into fighting, you shouldn't go there?
But he was forced there. He was pushed off of
a bus. I was on a freaking bus!
He was going to Tuscola for
some
reason.
You applied for a job.
I got a job! It pays $68,000 a year, and you get 8 holidays off and 2 days of... personal time, which is really amazing.
That's
nowadays.
Not much personal time.
I don't know
time.
If you know about that.
I mean, this. Have you ever set a mobility trap? I mean, come on.
It's a mobility trap.
Well,
it's when Legos are on the floor.
Oh,
that's a mobility trap.
Well, that is true, but also it is a trap you put down, and it's called mobility. But it actually makes you not mobile. And then you can kick him in the nuts.
So it's a misnomer because it's actually an immobility.
Yeah, and then they dance around you. They dance. They do dances. They'll do a dance.
Like a waltz?
They'll waltz. They'll freaking Macarena. They're going to tango. They'll dirty dance right on your face. It's
all right. Well, thank you.
I don't even know what to say at this point.
Thank you, Sergeant Sarah. That was a very interesting call. Yaunt, it seems like you had some, like, real, like, one-to-one interactions with Sergeant Sarah before then.
She's cruel.
She's cruel, apparently. We're going to take another caller. Maybe this one will be nicer.
I hope so.
I will see. Okay, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, what's up, bro? This is Donald Trump. You can find me over at youtube.com/Donald Trump Murderstorm Island.
Did you say your name is Donald Trump?
My name is Donald Trump.
Like the president?
Oh, can we not say the word president?
Yeah, whatever. You know, I just want to say that, Yant, I see you over there at Retail Row. I see you got your back to me. I'm coming in strong, Yant. I'm going to dance all over you.
What's up with all the aggression today?
There's a lot of
Yant, you see
toxic
me?
Masculinity and toxic femininity happening. Yeah, I
see you, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
I see you. I see you all right.
I don't like him saying Mr. Trump.
Yeah, well, if you don't call him my Mr. Trump, then what happens? You get an AK-47 in the back of the head, and then this guy, you know what dance this guy's into? You know what this
No, I guy, don't.
I do the tango.
He does the fucking tango.
doesn't sound like a tango aficionado.
Yeah. And I got a rocket launcher this time.
What? Where do you get a rocket launcher?
I'm
going to
shove it up your ass.
What? What is going on?
Yeah, he's going to shove a rocket launcher up my ass. Thanks!
That has to be a metaphor because that's actually
physically impossible. Yeah.
No, it can happen. He'll stick the rocket to you. He'll pull the trigger, your asshole will blow apart, and you'll end up respawning a block away, and some other asshole's gonna come and stick a gun in your face and blow your head off.
And I'm gonna be doing the tango the whole time.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yo, did I tell you, you can't die. You can't fucking die.
Wait, Murder Island has immortality?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're claiming?
It sounds like back.
It sounds like that movie I just saw. Yeah. The one on February 2nd, with the weatherman that dies and wakes up the next day to Sonny and Cher.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, that one.
I don't think he ever had a rocket launcher in his anus.
No, but like he got hit by a train and he electrocuted himself in a bathtub and he drove into a quarry with a groundhog telling him not to drive angry, all that stuff, and then he kept waking up and it was Sonny and Cher.
This is like a Hindu's person. Hindu person's worst nightmare.
See, that's why we chase him down, because he doesn't know how to speak.
That seems like a really mean reason to chase someone down.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have a reason to kill someone.
Yeah, it's really
Island
funny.
Is full of bullies. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of maybe you should just change to Asshole Island.
You got to be the last one.
The last one what?
The last one standing.
He said he respawned.
You do, but you got to get the point. By getting the rocket up your ass. You don't understand.
You're not getting how it works.
You don't get it.
I thought we could make it through one episode without shoving anything up someone's ass, but I guess not.
I shove something up someone's ass every episode over at youtube.com/MurderStormIsland/Donald Trump.
I was going to say, it's just youtube.com is your website, and you should have just stopped there. That would have been great.
Well, I mean, pretty much. I mean, I'm making some money.
You're making
at
money?
YouTube.com.
Yeah, I make $280,000 a week.
Wait, that is just insane. People watching you shove a rocket launcher up people's asses?
Yeah, little kids. They love this shit.
What?
They're all little kids. You're shoving
rocket launchers up little kids' asses. That is not okay.
Well, I mean, some of them are little kids. I don't know if they're little kids, but Yant. I know who Yant is. I've been following him for like the last week and a half.
Everybody knows Yant.
Yeah, but you know why? Because they get pissed off because I give them OSHA violations. That's why.
I feel like...
Let me tell you, if you're going to build a structure, you got to have an ADA compliant door. You got to have it.
No, you don't. You just poof and it's there.
See?
Poof.
Poof.
What?
Poof.
Poof. Bam. Poof.
Bam.
Zap.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's going to automatopoeia the shit out of you any second now.
Can I just ask? I mean, like, you're talking about kids watching you do these very violent things. It feels like it's something that could cause more potty mouth ghosts. You remember potty mouth ghosts from the first season, right?
I do. That was dumb.
We had one call in. Our guest had a breakdown from it.
We had a prepubescent teen call and bully a grown man into tears.
I just feel like this is irresponsible. This is irresponsible, Donald.
Hell yeah, it's irresponsible, but I am winning the $100 million.
$100 million.
$100 million.
I could use $100 million.
So could I.
Who couldn't?
How do you win
I make $280,000 each week.
Wait, how do you win the $100 million?
You you win.
At Murder Storm Island.
What does winning entail?
Yeah.
Winning entails being the best.
At what?
Yeah.
At murdering and rocket launchers up the ass and dancing the tango.
I have to tell you, Elizabeth, I think...
I can dance the tango. I don't know how I feel about murder.
I mean, for $100 million?
Who you know, are we murdering?
You know, the first time Yant? I murdered Yant, I felt...
$100 million?
I felt really bad.
David.
But then after a while, when you murder him over and over again, you start to find enjoyment in it.
He's going to respawn.
Yeah.
You see, he respawns after you murder him.
That's not how it works, though. That's not how reality works.
But on the island,
it has
apparently...
to all be a metaphor of some kind. You can't be talking about anything real right now.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a metaphor for having the love of your life rip your... freaking art out and stepping on it again.
I know that.
Well, that's what it's a metaphor for.
I know what that is.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck you, Sheila.
Yeah, I'm Sheila coming for you again. Trump out.
Did Trump out?
I think he just hung up. Well, that was easy. Jinx. I wish it was that easy to get rid of Donald Trump all the time.
Yeah, yeah. We got another caller already. Okay. Caller, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hi.
Good.
Welcome to Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
Hi. Nice to be here. Yeah. I'm from Sitwell Consortium. We're real estate developers.
Okay.
And what's your name? You didn't give me your name.
Is my name really important?
Yeah, that's why I asked.
You can just give us a first name.
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump. Donald Y. Trump.
What the fuck? Donald Y. Trump?
Well, I mean, we're talking about war for fun here, so it makes sense.
Yeah, of course, I'm no relation to the other real estate developer who you might know of.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm from Sitwell Consortium.
Sitwell.
We represent, what Mr. Arlock calls Murder Storm Island. We're currently going through a rebranding process with Murder Storm Island, which I'd like to discuss with your listeners, because I feel as though you're getting the wrong impression about this place. We like to call it Glen Peace Cove, a sunshine place to be. Now, doesn't that sound nice?
But
sounds fantastic.
Isn't
are people still
lovely?
Murdering and dancing and rocket launchering?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny. I would just like to just emphasize the fact that there were 0.15% fewer deaths last month.
0.15.
0.15. That's a number.
Less than 99. What the, are you insane?
Why are there no major news outlets or anything reporting on this if people are constantly getting murdered?
I mean, is it all...
Well, here at Glen Peace Cove, we do have our own internal security force and propaganda engine. We're just trying to emphasize emphasize the positive of this lovely tropical island paradise.
Yeah, just go ahead and tell them the name of your internal security force.
So it's tropical. This place is somewhere in the Caribbean?
We cannot disclose the location under penalty of death, but... trust me, it's a beautiful, beautiful location.
Yeah, just I noticed you avoided the question I asked you. What is the name of your internal security force? Just go ahead, spit it out.
It is the Black Storm Boots.
The guys who stomp your nuts.
Yes, we colloquially call them the Nut Stompers.
Wait, so do you know former Sergeant Sarah Jackhammer?
Sergeant Jackhammer was formerly in our employ at one point. We cannot disclose her role, nor the war crimes which are being brought to The Hague in her behalf.
Wow.
So, all the atrocities that you're speaking of that go on this island...
Yes. Not atrocities, events.
All the atrocities that you speak of going on this island that are apparently... approved, and that yet someone managed to do something so heinous that she was actually brought up on war crime charges.
At The Hague.
That is curious.
Well, this is all speculation, and I'm not sure where you're getting your news on that, but nothing has been confirmed.
What you just literally just said.
Yeah, you said it,
you
dude.
You kind of said it.
I'm afraid that there's no proof of that whatsoever.
Then why are you talking about it?
Hi.
You just spewing nonsense?
My name
is Donald Y. Trump.
Yes, have we met?
No, but spewing nonsense makes sense. Yeah, no.
I would just like to emphasize the sunny, wonderful reality which you can experience yourselves at Glen Peace Cove. Can I send you a brochure?
No, I'm not giving you my address.
Well, have your address.
Yeah, it's my address.
What?
We already have your address.
You have my address.
All of your personal information, your likes, your dislikes, your political affiliation, and what you had for dinner last
night. Jimmy, go get the emergency fire kit, please. Yeah, no.
Jimmy, no fire.
Let me just say that there is nothing to worry about. We're all friends here.
Your former employee was making our guest cry earlier. How are we all friends?
Well, I say we've just had a slight difference of opinion. Quite frankly, if we were able to talk to Mr. Arlok, say, alone in a dark room, soundproofed, then...
Maybe you'd like to put a rag over my face and pour some water.
Are you going to waterboard him?
I don't even know what that term means.
Or maybe you'd like to after I build my beautiful home, culturally sound, you'd like to knock it down.
Mr. Arlok, you know we have building codes which we have to comply with.
Oh, sure you do. Sure you do.
All right. I've had enough of Donald Trump's in general.
Right?
So we're going to go ahead and take another break and hear a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors, True Believers.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
All right, we're back, True Believers. Thank you for those words from our sponsors. We're here talking about Murder Storm Island, and we're here with Yant Arlok, who is having a bit of a rough day.
Ooh, yeah.
Sounds like he's had a few rough days recently.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but after that second brownie, my retina and my cornea jumped out of my eye and it ran across the table.
It's good stuff, right? Man.
Yeah, it's pretty.
They didn't actually do that.
Oh,
that's why you're only supposed to eat half. But I thought that perhaps he needed the whole.
No, I get it. He probably did need the whole thing, but
Well, the good news is, Jan, you are not on Murder Storm Island.
Yeah, we're not going.
You don't have to go back.
We're not going to kick you in the nuts.
No, I'm just so used to respawning, I can't.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work here. Yeah. Once you're out, you're out.
Yeah. And
R.I.P. Roger.
I'm going to tell you, my religious beliefs have changed. They have totally changed.
Oh, what were they before?
Before I was like a 7-day evangelist. But now I am positive that the Hindu religion is the one true religion. I am positive.
Okay.
Because you come back, man. You come back.
So do you think Murder Storm Island is run by Shiva the Destroyer then?
99% sure she had something to do with it, bro.
Makes sense to me.
99%.
Wow.
We believe in deities now?
I mean, we talked about, like, deities last season. Like, people called in to talk about different gods.
Was I drunk?
You were stoned.
I want to say, Dr. Smarty Pants, you should just spend the day at Murder Storm Island. See how you like.
I don't want to go to Murder Storm Island.
Why do you assume you're Dr. Smarty Pants? I could be Dr. Smarty Pants. I'm a doctor. I have pants. I'm smart.
You're not wearing the pants, though.
It's more comfortable. Plus, you know, maybe I'm looking forward to getting abducted by an alien at some point.
If you could only see the look that I'm giving him right now.
Yeah, it's not a nice look.
No, I wouldn't like that look either.
All right, we're going to take a caller because I'm getting looks, and I don't know why, because, it was a legitimate argument, but whatever. So, caller, what's your name and where are you from?
My handle is RuxpinFan66.
Like Teddy?
Yep.
Aw.
Your handle? What are you, a trucker?
known all him. This is the one in them teddy bear head fucking guys.
Okay.
Teddy Ruxpin is delightful. No, he teaches you how to read.
Oh, is that the one with the cassette tape?
Yeah.
Teddy Ruxpin is not delightful. It's a murder mystery. It's in your brain. You're a little kid and you're trying to like, hey, Teddy Ruxpin, how are you today? And he said, I am Teddy Ruxpin and I want to tell you a story.
Hey, shut up, Yant Ballstick.
Ballstick?
Where have I heard that name before?
Sounds familiar.
Mm. You're a noob.
What does that mean? What is he speaking
noob?
English?
New. Yeah. New at what?
Noob. Noob?
Noob.
Noobian?
It's a colloquialism, just meaning newbie. A new person at
I don't even know why you're talking to this guy. He's constantly getting pwned by everybody.
What the fuck is pwned?
That I don't know that one, actually.
Is it like a pony? Or like, oh, corn pwn. Corn pwn, right? Like the, it's almost like corn.
How
corn
old are you, dude?
I don't disclose my age.
Older than you, I'm gathering by your voice.
Yeah, me and my friend here, we're always poning Arlok. And then I don't do any dances because I think that's gay.
I mean,
so instead, I just stand over him and teabag his dead body.
Oh, yeah, the teabaggers. I know that little mother.
I know what teabagging means. How is that less gay than dancing?
Bo, I can answer that for you.
Wait, who are you?
I am Fuzzy Wuzzy 123.
Another one of them teddy bear
Fuzzy
mother.
Fuzzy Wuzzy 123. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't there. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair.
I don't know. My mom used to call me that. She still does.
Fuzzy Wuzzy?
Yeah.
That's actually an adorable little nickname.
I guess. I'm still trying to figure out how teabagging is less.
Don't just move on, David.
Okay.
So like my buddy here said, we pwn the hell out of Yant here.
I don't. Could you define pwn?
Because yes,
I legit don't have any idea what that word means.
Do you want to define
it? I have 3 PhDs and I don't know what that word means.
You don't have to tell us anything to you dumbasses. You guys probably suck at Murder Storm Island too.
I don't.
I bet I do.
Never been. I've never visited the island. I wouldn't know.
Look forward to teabagging your dead body.
All right, Ruxpin fan. Such violence. Could you just define the word pwn or what?
Yeah.
He is the definition of pwn. I have plenty of screenshots of me teabagging his body, and I post them all over the internet, all on Reddit. And even I sent him a few to that Donald Trump guy at his YouTube channel, because I'm trying to get some of
the
money.
Oh, the first Donald Trump, not the second Donald Trump.
Oh, him too, actually.
That's
so
weird.
Basically, Ruxpin fan has no idea what this word means, because he refuses to define
it. Yant, can you tell us what pwned means? Apparently you've been pwned a bunch.
Oh yeah, it's when little 12-year-old sociopaths get on top of you and teabag you, and then they blow your face off, and then they do it again. That's pwning, all right. They pwn the shit out of me. I'm a pwn mofo. That's what I am.
All right.
You definitely are a mofo, for sure. I should have yeeted your ass across the island long ago.
Does mofo still mean motherfucker?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he fo'd your mo.
Fucked your mother?
Bro, that's funny.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. I think I need one of those brownies, honestly.
Oh, I just ate one.
Good.
My mom
made
some really good brownies. She makes a lot of brownies. Sometimes she sits in her room and eats them all by herself, and then she's really tired later. So, like, me and my buddy here, like, we always sit there and, like, play video games all the way into the night, and that's when we met Yant, and then we, like, totally pwned him.
Wait, so it's a video game?
They play.
See, I suggested that earlier, and you all told me I was crazy.
Wait.
I don't appreciate that.
Are we talking about a fucking video game?
It's so much more, dude.
It's not a video game, dude. It's life, bro.
Is it real life or is it a video game? What? This is what I want to fucking know.
Yeah, listen to the little sociopaths. They'll tell you all about it.
I want you to tell me, since you've been there, apparently. And you get pwned in the face, apparently, all the time.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll tell you how it happens. Okay, this is what happens, okay? You're sitting there one day and your life's going good. You know, you're at top of the ocean. You're on the top of the ocean pile.
Yeah.
And you write a violation. You write a violation for a company they didn't want you to write a violation for. And you get kicked out. And you fill out a job application and you end up in fucking Escatola or Tuscola or whatever the fuck that
place Tuscola.
Is. Tuscola. You end up in Tuscola and you're sitting on your bed and all of a sudden you press the button and you're sucked in. Man. You press the button.
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know, but I'm afraid to give him any more brownies.
That's what Ponin sounds like, bro. Just like that.
Why?
Sounds like he's foeing himself.
Shut up, shit kid.
Fam. He totally foed himself.
Who's fam? Family? You're not related to us.
Dude, David, this is why we need to not do this show anymore.
Okay, I'm done with the kids because they're just, what the fuck?
David, breathe.
I really, really don't want this episode to have been an entire thing about a video game.
Well, we've been over this and how you need to vet your guests and what they're talking about, and you keep refusing to do that.
He said he worked for OSHA.
And then we find ourselves in these situations.
He said he worked for OSHA.
He worked for OSHA. I could tell you all kinds of things. Doesn't make them true.
Like what?
I could tell you that I am from Flubbergusty Island. And that I work in a cookie factory.
Okay, Troubadours, we're going to talk about Flubbergusty Island and the cookie factory there. Why are you laughing at me?
David, you know that do you just believe everything everyone tells you except when it's true?
I figured it was that 4-year period where we didn't talk.
No. You know where I'm from.
Yeah.
And you know where I work.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're from.
But then I just said I'm from Flubbergusty Island. And I don't know what just happened. Something just fell off the wall.
Jimmy, no. Elizabeth said not to use the fire kit. It's fine.
Yeah, no fire kit, Jimmy. Bad Jimmy. I don't know how you get that kid to even hang out with you. You don't pay him.
He likes me.
I don't know why. Poor kid.
Because I'm brilliant. I'm a doctor.
You are brilliant. You're also slightly insane.
Yant, can you just give me a yes or no answer on this? Is Murder Storm Island a video game?
It's a way of life.
It's not a yes or no answer.
I think it's a video game.
Okay, I'm going to take...
Hang on, let me just Google it. Yeah, it's a video game. You could have just done that, David.
Fuck.
I try not to step on your toes, so I don't vet the guests, but maybe I'm going to have to.
Wait, how do you win $100 million on a video game?
Society is broken. That's how.
Hey, we should do that then. I mean, if we're not actually killing people.
You have to use technology. You have to get on the internet.
I'll let Jimmy set it up, and then
You're going to let Jimmy set up the internet for you? I mean, we already have the internet, but you have to actually use
it. He'll set up the game, and then I'll do just the game part, probably just the dancing part, and then get back off, and he'll take care of the rest, and then we'll win $100 million. And then we can blow Mark's house up.
Well, we could do that anyway. I know how.
Really?
Yeah.
True believers, we're going to leave now because we're going to go blow up some shit.
Well, don't announce it.
We're not going to blow up some shit. We're definitely not going to go blow up Mark's house.
We would never do that.
Not me, David Hickney, or my sister Elizabeth Marin. We would never blow up Mark's house. If that happens, it's completely happenstance and not us.
We do not condone violence.
Nope. Or Murder Storm Island, the video game, because they didn't give us any money. They're not our sponsor. Thank you so much, True Believers. We'll be back next week. Hickney out. Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That doesn't make sense. Me and Elizabeth have been around together forever. Like, I know her since she was like a baby. This doesn't make any sense.
The Experts and Callers were performed by Anthony Calero, Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast, Alan Morgan from the podcast Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto from the podcast Unfucking Relatable, Rebecca Rivers of the Ghostly Podcast, and Diana Solarski from the web sketch show The Upside of Down. So you're saying they aren't real? Yeah, okay. Special thanks to Kickstarter donors Kelly Mayer and Isaiah Hedden. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.